Hare Krishna. Today we are reading from Prabhupada Nectar. This book is compiled by His Holiness Satswarupa Das Goswami. When Srila Prabhupada visited the ISKCON temple in Amsterdam in July 1972, he agreed to the devotees' request to install deities of Lord Jagannatha. Due to the temple leader's mismanagement, however, the event turned into a fiasco. TV cameramen were present, as well as reporters from the biggest newspapers in the city, and the temple room was crowded with guests. But when Prabhupada came into the temple room and sat to perform the yajna, he saw many discrepancies. "Where are the fruits and grains?" he asked. The temple president replied that the fruits had all been used in the fruit salad. Prabhupada became angry. "Where are the flowers?" he asked. The reply was, "We forgot." "Who is responsible for this?" Prabhupada demanded. In his transcendental anger, Prabhupada was not the least bit intimidated by the presence of the TV, press and guests. He was more concerned about Lord Jagannatha and the installation and his disciples' incompetence. "Well," Prabhupada stammered the temple president, "they didn't follow my instructions." "What instructions?" said Prabhupada loudly. "Who's responsible for this? Which rascal?" The devotees present were all frightened by Prabhupada's anger. His eyes widened and devotees felt it was like the wrath of Lord Narsimhadeva. Despite the mistakes, Prabhupada proceeded with the ceremony. But when it came to actually place the deities on the altar, major miscalculations became evident. The devotees suddenly discovered that the altar they had built was too small. The deities could not fit. The pujari closed the curtains while half a dozen devotees rushed behind the altar to make emergency alterations. As Srila Prabhupada, the media people and the large crowd waited, sounds of banging and chopping emitted from behind the closed curtain. The whole throne had to be taken apart and carried to a corner of the hall. Finally, the curtain opened and the deities were placed on the altar. The deities were dressed and decorated very plainly, and Prabhupada's visage remained displeased. But after his initial fiery expressions, his anger abated. He proceeded with the ceremony, chanting the mantras and delivering a full Krishna conscious lecture. At this time, he also awarded the sannyasa order to the Amsterdam temple president. Due to the density of the crowd and the heat and smoke from the fire, the unventilated room became uncomfortable for everyone. By now, Srila Prabhupada was beyond such discomforts. In fact, he also seemed undisturbed as smoke filled the room and the ceremony continued for installing Lord Jagannatha in his Amsterdam temple. Thank you. Hare Krishna.